Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's Radio 15 for 15% off today.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You know, President Trump is on a mission right now, it appears, to try to stifle comedians, to stifle commentary that disagrees with him. And that's the mentality of a dictator. I mean, there's no way around it. That's what dictators do. I'm not calling President Trump a dictator, but I'm saying that that's what dictators do. So he's celebrating the canceling of The Late Show with Stephen Colbert. And I think that somewhere in the deal, I think there was some kind of side deal. This is my opinion. I think there was a side deal to cancel Stephen Colbert. And it's, you know, the show's going to run for another year. But it just seems like this was part of it. Now, Donald Trump is now saying that the deal was not worth $16 million. And a lot of legal experts are saying that Donald Trump would have lost the lawsuit that he filed against CBS. Let me take you back briefly. Trump filed a lawsuit against CBS because CBS, during the campaign, edited an interview with Kamala Harris, allegedly to make her look better. Fox News was doing the exact same thing. I mean, it was commonly known that Fox News was editing interviews with Donald Trump and press conferences with Donald Trump to edit out the stuff that made him look stupid. This is a known thing. So Donald Trump would not have won that lawsuit. If CBS wants to do that, they can. And there seems to be this general attitude in America now where it's okay to suppress freedom of speech when it comes to the left, without even understanding that there is so much speech suppression, freedom of speech suppression, when it comes to the right.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app, and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Out here, we feel things. The sore calves that lead to epic views, the cool waterfall mist during a hot hike, and the breeze that hits just right at the summit. But hey, don't just listen to us. Experience it for yourself. All Trails makes it easy to discover the best of the outdoors. With more than 450,000 trails around the world, points of interest along the trail, and offline maps for always-on navigation. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
And Fox News sort of sets the standard, but there are a few people on conservative social media who are setting the standard as well. And then the conservative talk show minions around the country who don't have original thoughts, they just repeat what's being said. And people follow that. And they think that is the absolute gospel. I don't understand how you can be a rational, logical American with common sense and believe that Fox News can lie and do all it's doing, but it's not okay for Stephen Colbert to tell jokes about the president. And so the president is saying that now that he has maybe contributed to Stephen Colbert being fired and canceled, that the other outlets need to beware. So he's telling others that he will use his administration and the FCC, the Federal Communications Commission, which also has some regulatory control over cable news, that he's warning that he will try to do the same thing to them, that everybody better be on their best behavior. In other words, everybody better get on board and basically agree with him and not make fun of him, because he's very sensitive and very fragile when it comes to jokes being told about him. He wants it to be one way. But yet there's nothing said about Fox News being unfair. Fox News isn't fair. Fox News lies. I mean, there are 787 million reasons to understand why Fox News lies. You know, they told the lie. In fact, they knew they were lying. And the reason that they made the settlement over the Dominion voting machine lie and the election of 2020, the reason that they settled was because they didn't want to go to court. They didn't want you to see the emails where they said, essentially saying, we know we're lying, but we're telling the audience what we think the audience wants to hear. That would have come out in a trial. So they settled for $787 million. That's a lot of money. I mean, that's kind of approaching a $1 billion settlement. So Fox News has lied and continues to lie. And so let me mention that a co-host for Fox and Friends, Lawrence Jones, has lied. Here's what he said. He said it's Fox News against everyone. And this was part of a discussion about the canceling of The Late Show with Stephen Colbert and the other late night host. He says it's Fox News against everyone. What he's saying here is he's saying that Fox News is the only one telling the truth and everybody else is lying. Well, that in itself is a lie. That's not true. Because Fox News is lying as much or more than anybody else. Then Lawrence Jones went on to say that Stephen Colbert, the show was a lack of comedy. There was a lack of comedy in the show. Well, that's not for him to decide, because what he thinks is funny might not be funny to others. What I think is funny, what you think is funny, might not be funny to him. So it's not for him to decide. He's not God. He doesn't decide what's funny. He can decide what's funny for him, but he doesn't decide what's funny for me or for you or anybody else. So then he said this about Stephen Colbert. He was just an extreme partisan. He was the left's guy, and he didn't get the ratings. He didn't get the support. That is a lie. Stephen Colbert led in the ratings among late night hosts. If you want to add in Greg Gutfeld, then he was in second place. Stephen Colbert got a lot more, had a much bigger audience than Jimmy Kimmel and Jimmy Fallon. So Lawrence Jones was on the air lying, and what's going to happen is people are going to take that information and they're going to have conversations or debates or arguments with other people, and they're going to say, yeah, well, Stephen Colbert didn't get any ratings. Well, how do you know? Well, they said Lawrence Jones said that on Fox News. Or they might not even reference it. They might just say, Stephen Colbert didn't get any ratings. He didn't get any support. That's why his show was canceled. And I know that CBS has brought up the financial thing, and maybe they were looking for a reason to cancel the show. But I still honestly believe that Donald Trump's pressure to cancel the deal between Paramount, the company that owns CBS, and Skydance, this other media outlet, canceling the threat to cancel that merger is what also led to the canceling of Stephen Colbert. But Lawrence Jones is lying. And this is what I hate. I hate that people will automatically believe it because it came from Fox News. Now, maybe you're not going to do that, but there are a lot of people who will do that. And they'll call this show, and they'll, if I'm talking about Stephen Colbert, they'll call this show and they say, well, no, you're wrong because Stephen Colbert, he didn't get ratings. He didn't have any support because he heard that from Lawrence Jones. So if Donald Trump is going to hold media accountable to telling the truth, why doesn't he do that with Fox News? I know that's the answer. Because he doesn't want to. Because Fox News is more likely to promote him, embrace him, and put him in a positive light, even if it takes lying. So I just don't like this double standard. I don't like this hypocrisy. I don't like the acceptance of the hypocrisy that it's all okay, that you turned a blind eye to Fox News and you think that only the other media is lying. And I don't care if you watch Fox News. I'm not bashing Fox News here, other than simply telling you the truth about Fox News. And what bothers me is this idea that, you know, all the attention is focused on like liberal media, which I don't think it's that liberal, but I know some of you do. But why not focus on Fox News as well? If it's about the truth, then damn it, it has to be about the truth when it comes to everybody, even Fox News and even these conservative talk show minions across this country.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
StreetEasy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House of the Home Theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Hey there, I'm Kendra Adachi, and my show, The Lazy Genius Podcast, helps you be a genius about the things that matter and lazy about the things that don't, and you get to decide what matters. I'm not here to tell you what to do. I'm here to give you a new way to see. Episodes of The Lazy Genius Podcast are full of compassionate time management tips and permission slips to do what makes sense for you. New episodes drop every Monday. Follow and listen to The Lazy Genius Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.